Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Thursday, June 21st, 2012. Well, this fall, a new play will hit the stage at the Queensway Centre for the Arts. The role model is a fantasy drama that centers on a business tycoon who has everything, but a seemingly insignificant choice changes everything, or so it seems. With us on the phone tonight is Susan Atchison, founding owner and managing artistic director of August Productions, which is producing the play. Susan's going to talk to us about the role model and the upcoming editions, and we'll talk to her about the play in a few moments. But before we begin our conversation, let's take a listen to Dancing Thanks from the Gracious Window CD by Hamilton musician Peter Tigklar. And now to our interview with Susan Atchison. Good evening, Susan.
Hi, Robert.
How are you doing?
I'm excellent, thank you. Great. How are you?
I'm fine. Now, let's get back to the beginning and sort of what led you to get involved with the stage. I mean, you've been a playwright, a producer, a director, an actor. So which came first?
I have been doing stage since I was about 10. I did my first show, and it was a production of Oliver. And so for many, many years, I've had an interest in the stage.
Well, and what sort of led you to going from that to doing playwriting and the producing and directing end of things?
Well, I think, you know, when you're an actor, I think there's always an innate interest in how it gets put together, how the productions get put together. And of course, I am also a songwriter, and so writing has always been a part of who I am. And about 10 years ago, I wrote my first show, and it was a really interesting experience. And it really it does help you as an actor to understand, you know, the production side of shows. So it's been really interesting to direct, working on a number of different theater shows as an actor. You get to see the different styles of directing, and so I really took a lot. I gleaned a lot from those experiences in moving into directing, and I really enjoy the process of putting shows together.
Mm-hmm. I know sometimes too, there's the actor sense that, you know, I could probably do a better job of directing this than the director themselves. Did you ever go through that, sort of looking at it and seeing where the play was going and saying, I could do this better?
I don't know that it was I could do it better. I just felt that, you know, there was something that I could contribute in that area of theater. I've been under, different directors, and, I've learned what works and what doesn't, whether, that's right or wrong or better or worse. There are certain, aspects of directing that I think could definitely be improved on in some aspects. So,
Well, looking at that and looking at the different elements you've been in as a director, as an actor, playwright, is there any one that you prefer? Is there any one area that you really, really like over the others?
I equally enjoy. I mean, I love being on stage. There's such a thrill to be on stage and to bring a character to life. Directing is a really fascinating endeavor, which I very much enjoy because it allows you to kind of shape a production. And I also really enjoy producing. This production that we're in the midst of preparing for, The Role Model, I'm producing and directing. And producing is really interesting because it's not just about the show sense of mounting the show, but it's also about the backside of things, which is marketing and promotion and connecting with media in ways like this. And so and playwriting is just I've always, like I said, I'm a songwriter, and so writing has been a big part of my life. And I the opportunity to have your words and your characters that you've spent so much time developing, to see them come to life is really exciting.
Well, one of the things that's happened too is you've also moved away from some of your start was in secular theater, but now you've led to a focus on doing stuff for the church and Christian theater. What led to that sort of that break?
Well, when I was growing up, I wasn't serving the Lord. I attended youth group, and when I was about 15, I accepted Jesus. But of course, then lived life and really didn't live life for Christ, although He was in my heart. When I was probably about 10 years ago, I came back to the Lord in a really interesting way, and I had went to Humber College. My background, excuse me, is in writing and performance, and that's what I have a degree in. So when I came back to the Lord, my question to the Lord was, what can I do with this? I had many times of wondering and where is this taking me, and God, really very clearly spoke to me in my heart and said, come play on my stage, and that has always just stayed with me, those words. The old saying, the world is a stage, and I mean, ultimately the world is God's stage. And so coming back into the kingdom and coming back to the Lord and really determining to live my life for Christ has really, that was the turning point of, okay, so now let's take all the gifts and the talents. The word says that His gifts are without repentance. So if you're in the secular realm and you have gifts and talents in the arts, it only really means that they haven't been sanctified to God. And once you come to God, once I came back to the Lord, You know, what an opportunity now to use those gifts and talents to further his kingdom and for the glory of God.
Well, on that note, let's take a quick break. And when we do, when we come back, we'll be talking again with Susan Atchison and talk about the upcoming production of The Role Model. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
Deserted cappuccinos, SUV, look good in it. Driving past his credit limit. She's climbing that Stairmaster up to happy ever after. Though she never seemed to get there. She can't stop, no she can't stop. Why do we try so hard? Family full of achievers, beat the Jones and be the Cleavers. Give the lawn a manicure, no rough edges, that's for sure. Sunday the whole congregation doesn't seem to need salvation. Everybody's just terrific all the time.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Just Pretending from Pollyanna's Attic by Carolyn Ahrens. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Susan Atchison. Well, Susan, tell us just quickly a little bit about August Productions, which is the company that's putting producing The Role Model. Just give us a little bit about what they do and who's involved, and then we'll actually get on and talk about The Role Model itself.
Sure, Robert. August Productions Theatrical Incorporated is a company that I started about 10 years ago. And that basically the company is, it's a company that really God birthed in my heart. About 3 years ago, I connected with a really close friend, and she and I decided to really focus. We had been seeking God for a way to really use our gifts and talents, and God really brought this company to the forefront of our lives. And so our company, our mandate is bringing the kingdom of God to the world through drama. And our endeavor is, of course, just that. We want to produce, live events that really are thought-provoking and that are done with excellence. And so that is the basic premise of August Productions Theatrical Incorporated.
Okay. So now, where did the idea for The Role Model come from?
This show, actually, I was very fortunate to connect with the playwright. Her name is Sandy Boykian. She is a playwright out of California. And we connected, and she has a number of scripts that she's written. She's a really excellent playwright. And her scripts are written, they are all Christian-based. And so we looked through a number of her scripts, and we chose this particular script. I think it really encompasses, what it is that we are looking to put out there. And it really, I think a lot of people will be able to, connect with the premise of the script. So...
So give us the basic plot. Of course, you can't tell us everything because you want to leave something to entice people in with. But what's the basic plot of the play?
The script is very loosely based on the parable of the rich young ruler. And so the basic plot is there is a business tycoon, and he has made certain choices in his life. He has been given at one point an opportunity to receive eternal life, which he just can't do, you know. And again, looking at the parable of the rich young ruler, you know, he's been given everything, he has everything he needs, or so he thinks, and it is so tremendously difficult to give all that up to follow Christ. And so 10 years later, after he, you know, just continues living life and becomes more rich and more powerful in his business, he then has a divine opportunity to see what life would have been like had he made a different decision.
That's almost like It's a Wonderful Life type look at things as well.
It's got you know, it's got elements of a few different you know, shows that Groundhog Day, and this idea of you know, living life a different way, and I think a lot of people, you know, will really connect with that. I think we all have that what if. You know, those moments where, you know, what would my life be like if I'd have done things differently?
Mm-hmm. So now, how long has it taken you to get from when you first heard about this play to get it to the stage right now?
It's been about a year, and it's been a really interesting process. You know, producing theater. You know, most people, when they go see a show, they come in, they, you know, get a soft drink from the lobby, then they go and they sit and they watch a really great show, and they really don't understand, you know, what has happened leading up to that moment. And it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort to, you know, not only, you know, raise money, but to, you know, put together the cast, the crew, to, you know, make sure that basically everything is in place in order to get that production on a stage.
So what has been the biggest challenge?
Right now, I think our biggest challenge in all of this is really just staying in faith. You know, and believing that this is what God has told us to do, and to move forward. You know, there is, of course, a fiscal challenge that is there. But I think, you know, out of all the challenges, you know, to be able to just believe and know that this is what God's called us to do, and to just really move forward. You know. Without looking to the left and without looking to the right, and that's a challenge. That's a real challenge in this world, and you know, in this world where it's all about you know, money and prominence, to really just you know, to move forward with a word from God.
Well, what keeps you going when you're looking at all these challenges, and you mentioned fiscal and that. I think tends to be the key challenge when you're dealing with the arts within the church is that whole recognition that there's a financial end of things going on. But what keeps you going to get it to the point where you see this on the stage?
What keeps me going is knowing that this is exactly what God called us to do, knowing that. He is faithful, and he is with us every step of the way. There have been times where we've wanted to give up, you know, where you look at the circumstances and you look at the challenges and you think to yourself, I can't do this. I don't know what to do. I don't know how this is going to happen. But what keeps us going is knowing that God is faithful, that He has given us this ministry, He's given us this production, and that, you know what, He will be with us every step of the way, that He's leading us, He's guiding us, that we're going to be able to connect with the right, mm-hmm. you know, the right people, the right sponsors, the right cast and crew. That's what keeps us going in this.
Great. Well, we need to take one final break, and after this final break, we'll come back and finish up our conversation with writer Susan Atchison. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to You're Pretty But You're Hollow from the Under Sky CD by Hark the Herons. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Susan Atchison. Susan, I guess one of the things that you've got going on now is you're going to be starting to audition actors for the roles in The Role Model. What are the key roles, and what are you looking for, and what kind of actors are you looking for the play?
The cast is a fairly small cast. It's a cast of seven. And the key role, of course, is the role of Jeremy. He is our businessman. He is our business tycoon. And he carries the entire show. So his role is crucial. There are also a number of supporting roles available in the production. The other more prominent role, even in the supporting, is the role of Jane. Jane is a very prominent person in the production. The production goes between basically fantasy life and real life. And the role of Jane, she actually is a different person. Although the same person in both the fantasy life and the real life. And so that's a pretty demanding role.
Mm-hmm. So you've got to, in a sense, you've got to switch between characters from one scene to another, or possibly even within a scene, depending on whether you're the fantasy Jane or the, you know, sort of real life Jane.
You got it. You got it. And that's, you know, that is a challenge for an actor.
Yeah.
So there are the other main role that we would really, we're actually having a bit of a difficult time, is the daughter, Cammie. It's Jane's daughter. And we're only having a hard time because it's hard to find 10-year-old actresses.
Mm-hmm.
So, she's 9 to 11. She is Jane's daughter, and in the fantasy life,
great.
In the dream life, and she's a great. I mean, it's a great character. She's mm-hmm. just a young little charmer tomboy, and you know, it's an excellent role. I mean, I know if I was 10, I would want to be playing this role.
Right. Well, I'm just looking at the time. I've got to quickly wrap up. Just a couple of quick questions. Where can people find out more information about the roles and when the auditions are taking place?
Yes. If you go on our website, which is www.augustproductions.org, there is all the information, not only about the production itself, how to buy tickets. Tickets are now on sale, but also about the casting. For the it'll give you the role breakdowns. It'll give you a very basic rehearsal schedule, and any other information can be found on our website.
Cool. And what's your next project? Any ideas what's happening next?
We have a few projects that we're currently looking toward. One is a musical, an original musical, that we're hoping to potentially do in 2014. And I'm also in the midst of writing a musical as well, an original musical. And so very excited. There's a lot that's going on, and we're really excited about where we're going in the future with God.
Great. Well, Susan, thanks for your time tonight.
Thank you so much, Robert. It has been a pleasure.
Great. And thank you for listening to Arts Connection today. Thank you to my guest, Susan Atchison. Be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selav Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.